Well, we've had a long service today with many additions because of Sukkot and Shabbat. So I think rather than give you a sermon, I'll just offer you a story. Stories are better than sermons anyway. And the best sermons are the ones with stories. Sukkot is all about creating shelter. And the truth is that the Jewish tradition is filled with images of shelter. Things that cover you, not only the sukkah, but what do you get married under? The chuppah. And you wear a talit. All images of shelter. Of the way in which God creates shelter by the clouds that cover Israel in the wilderness, and we create shelter by the sukkah that accompanies us throughout our travels on the way to the promised land. So here is my favorite story about shelter that I've told before and will no doubt tell again, but it is in its way a Sukkot story. The late Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach used to tell this story about when he was traveling in Eastern Europe. And it was shortly after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and things were very bad. And there was famine, and there was dislocation, and worry, and he came to a small town. And Rabbi Carlbach used to play songs and sing, and many of the tunes that we use, in fact, in modern Jewish worship came from songs that he wrote. And so he came to this little town, and unlike his reception in most places, everybody was cold. They either literally or figuratively closed the door in his face, except for one man. There was one man who was open and warm and welcoming. And Rabbi Carlbach spent Shabbat with him. And at the end of Shabbat, he said to him, listen, I have to ask you a question. He said, I understand everyone else in this city, why they're cold, why they're angry, why they're distant. First, they went through the Second World War. They suffered unbelievably under either the Nazis or the Soviets. Then they were under the jackboot of communism for the next four decades. I know why they don't want to hear this singing rabbi from the West. What I don't understand, said Rabbi Carlbach, is you. Why are you so open? Why are you so loving? Why are you so wonderful? And the man said, look, I can tell you exactly when it happened, when my life changed and changed forever. I am an old man, he said, and I have lived in this town my entire life. And I remember way back before the First World War, one night in the dead of winter, when it was snowing outside and freezing cold, a rumor swept through the town that the Cossacks were coming and they were going to loot and pillage and kill and destroy. So all the parents from the town gathered up all the children and they brought us to the rabbi's house. And there we were all huddled together in the rabbi's house, lying on the kitchen and the study and the other rooms of the house, all of the children of the village. And I was curled up in a corner of the rabbi's study. And I pretended to be sleeping, but I couldn't sleep because it was freezing cold. And the rabbi spent all night walking up and down in between the children, watching out over us. And in the middle of the night, thinking I was asleep, he took the cloak from off his shoulders and he spread it over me. And he said, good child, sweet child. You know, the man said to Carlbach, it has been almost 80 years since the rabbi spread his coat on me, but it still keeps me warm. We create shelter for one another, and on this Sukkot, may we keep one another warm. Shabbat shalom.